We're holding in Siman Shin Samach Gimel. And we're holding in Sif Lamed Aleph. We're holding by the Mishnah Berurah on Sif Lamed Aleph. And that's Kuf Chav Zayin. So, if you had, you put this lechi halfway down the mavoi, and there's a chutzar in the back and there's a chutzar in the front. So lech is neither one can carry until they do an eruv between the two of them. Ashev yachad, v'solam mishani shtatu yachad. They have to join together. V'tamadover, he's changing the language to eruv to shita, because we'll see later on what's called shitif mavuos. Eruv chatzir shita mavuos. The basic idea, they join together, but we do it with different types of eruv. Has to be done with bread. Shitif can be done with wine. So that's why he changed it to shitif. V'tamadover. Usually they all gather into one unit. Because you don't join together, you can't carry from the chotzer into the movi. Since that's what they're used to do, so therefore shuva surim b'nei movi lecholik lechatzoyim, so we can't make ourselves into two separate Malvi groups. Each, so there's three chateris in the back, there's two chateris in the front, so the three in the back will join together for the back section, and they'll put their lechi there. The two chateris in the front will join together in the front. Can't do that. The osi hani ahani, because since normally the whole Malvi joins together as one unit, so in this situation, the front and the back will make each other osir. And we'll see later on when we got to the lochos of Ruvi Chatzeris and Shetufe Mavuos, that if one member, one bias and a chotzer, or one chotzer and a mavi didn't join, nobody can carry. So that's what we're going to do with over here, as if it's like, regards to the three back ones, since normally they would join with all five together. And then this scenario, so the three back ones are like the two front ones forgot to join, as far as they're concerned, and vice versa. Okay, so if they put a lechi in the middle, and the front one does not have a chotzer, or it has a chotzer, but they did not make a movi at the other end, so they can't carry, and the back people can carry.
Did not make a sheet with it the other end? Not make an
eruv
at the other end.
So
did not make a
mavli. Make a lechi at the other end.
Lechi at the other end.
They didn't do a tikkun lechi. They didn't do a lechi at the other end. So the back area did. The second scenario of the sif was that they made a lechi in the middle, and the front chaseris. Either there was no front chaseris, or there was a front chaseris, but they didn't make a lechi. They didn't close up the front end. Also lechi, since they can't carry, they have no luck of joining the back people. Therefore, the back people who have made a lechi and have made a shituf are allowed to carry because the front people are irrelevant. Even if we'll see the concept of Jesus regal later on, even though this scenario, what she's saying, that the front people maybe. The Mavi exited out to the Shasarabim at one end, but maybe there was like a doorway or something which would, therefore the front people were walking through the back of the Mavi also. So they're walking through here. But since they have no right to carry, because their area was not closed off to carry, they do not impact the back area at all. And the back area at all is allowed to make a shituf and carry. Okay. So in that situation, from the lechi from the lechi in behind is permitted, and the lechi in forwards is also. Kuchavtes the chashin and kilo hamavi huschal min a lechi with the thing. We deal with it as if the mavi only starts behind the lechi. Okay, but if they. Put across the middle, they put either two pasim, or a pas, which is arboa, or a tzuras pesach, if it's more than 10. Kuflamet. There's two separate Rishuyas. We look at as if there's a wall in between. Therefore, one group will not affect the other. Not affect the other. Fine. Now, here becomes a problem. So, but the back group exits out the front. So they have a right to the Mavi, and this Mavi was built. Part of the purpose of this Mavi was for the back people to get out to the Shasarabim. So even though they closed off from the back group of Chatzeris made a lechi in the middle and made a shita between themselves in the back. The front group made a shita between themselves. But the back group has a usage of the Mavi in the front that allowed them to walk through. So you can't say, well, everybody in the Mavi in the front joined together. Well, that's not really untrue, because the back people have a right to use the front.
Right.
That the back people don't have a right to walk through the front. Because they had another door in the back. So therefore, they're not necessarily walking through, so they can't make the front group oser. But if the situation is that they have Jesus a regal, I don't care if you put a delis across the middle. They're still going to ask the front group. You should know there's a chazanish which argues with this, and he brings raya's that the drishes of regal over here would not prohibit each group from making their own separate shituf. Kuf lamed aleph shnei pasim.
So he says it's two different things. That drishes of regal is one thing, and the shituf is another. Is that what he's saying?
Right, the Jizurek will not impede the right to make a shittuv.
I don't totally understand what we're saying there, because if they have another door, they have another door. That doesn't mean they have to be Michael the front door. I mean, because they have another door. So it's their mobile, just as they're paying taxes on it, the same like the right, other ones are.
Right. So I mean, it's not really a ownership usage a problem. It's definitely defined by we made a lechi down the middle. We decided we're going to function right now for our purposes. I use the back. You use the front. I'm sort of like conceding right now that for the purposes of carrying and living there, the right, etc. I have no interest to carry in the front. That's why I made my lechi in the middle, and I'm allowing you to do the front and allowing myself to do the back. So in that situation, okay, and there was not just a lechi, but there's two pasim, or there was a tzurus pasach, something which would validly halachically divide the two. So unless I'm forced to walk through the front, so then we say I basically conceded the right. You have the right to carry there, and I'm not going to be part of that group. Shnei pasim shel mashuhin. So each pasim be mashuk, mashu mikan, mashu mikan. Now this will work even by a chotzer, which now we're talking about. Let's say eruv chetzeris. So normally everybody in the chotzer has to join together to be part of the eruv, and if one guy doesn't, nobody can carry. But if they put these pasim across the middle of the chotzer, or they put tzuras pesach across the middle, so then you can make two groups in the chotzer. Okay, take it a step further. Ira mukevus chayma ninu lal psachim b'laylo. It's a city which has walls around it, and the doors are shut at nighttime, which we consider it, therefore it took one big city, one big unit. The pesach echor eno ninu, and one door isn't shut. Come welcome. But it's not worse than a lechi. So therefore, the whole city is one big unit. So if it's one big chotzer, you can't split it up and that one make two different groups of eruv chetzeris. Of a nifras pirtzo, if the wall had a pirtzo in it, botel shaver, therefore the right to carry inside the city based on the wall was botel. Skip the brackets for a second. So it was Batal. And therefore, they can make two different groups, and each one can make their own separate arrangements for being surrounded and the rights to carry. Otherwise, it's like one mechotzer. The whole mechotzer, you can't split up the two different groups in the mechotzer. He says, Einzim in the brackets again. Einzim and Shin Samachay, Sipes, Ayade, Eza, Pirza, Batal, Hesher. What's called a Pirza? In the wall of the city, which would take away the right to carry inside of the city. Okay. Okay, Lamed Beis. Zeh shehichsharnu lahamid lechi b'emsa hamavi. We said you can put a lechi in the middle, and you can carry behind it. So let's say we said in the Siflamanov, we said if there's no front chotzer, so it's just whatever reason they wanted to start carrying only from the middle of the lechi, middle of the mavi and backwards. They can do that. That's a valid place to put your lechi. Zok the Siflamanov Beis who had in lahamid kara b'emsa hamavi. You can do the same thing with the kara. There's nobody in the front. There's front there, but for every reason, we don't want to carry all the way up to the next Rosh Hashanah. We want to move it back 10 feet and put the Makara 10 feet in, or the Lechi 10 feet in from the front of the entrance. And that's what we want. We only carry till that point. Fine. But, Mechol Zesh, Yesh Boiso, Chatzim Mavi, HaMukshar, that area which you've now made available to carry, it has to have Taras Mavi. What does it mean? It has to be at least 4 amas long. It has to have a longer length than width. It has to have houses opening up into chatzeres, and chatzeres opening up into the mavi. Two houses, into two chatzeres. So if it doesn't have any of those things, it's like a chatzer. So pass mashu mikan, pass mashu mikan, or pass arbu. Or it needs a pass of 4 because it's built with a culture, not as a mavi. So you can put your hechsher, your tikkun of the mavi in the middle, as long as it's still a mavi from behind. Whatever's behind is counted as a mavi. That mavi, hai v'kolzeh koya mashi hechsharnu behemet lechi behemsa mavi. This is the case where there was no lechi in the end of the front of the mavi. There's only lechi in the middle of the mavi. We say you're allowed to carry from that mavi and backwards. Kamer the hutafka shvachatzei mavi zeh levad, because that area which you're putting the lechi and behind is a valid mavi. The other gam ken yeshlo din mavi, the yeshlo kol tzarim circle that has all the requirements of being a mavi. Kedusaim shulchan aruch kum shakozim levels of chavav. Everything which we told you need. Halav hachi. Yes, it didn't chotzer, but tzarich pas mashu. But if it doesn't have that those conditions, it's a chotzer. Kili el sif beis, whatever you can do on a chotzer. Now that so this is the case where you're only made. This is your mavoi. He put a lechi here in the middle. There is no chotzeres in the front. So it's not any issue. So you say, okay, he's allowed to carry from here and behind based on the lechi. It's only this area over here is the size of a mavoi. It's longer than it is with this situation. It's not. It's wider than it is long. You're longer than it is wide. It's at least 4 amas this way. And there's a chatzah here with 2 houses, and a chatzah here with 2 houses. It has all those conditions. Otherwise, it's a chatzah. That's all talking about that there's only a lechi here. There's no lechi here. Okay? Because we gave in Siflam and Alf both scenarios. We gave a scenario where there's only a lechi in the middle. We gave a scenario where there's a lechi all the way at the end. And then the problem which we had over there was that the two groups make each other us. Okay, but we haven't discussed now. But we said in Siflam and Aleph, in a case where there was a 2 lechis, one halfway and one all at the end, and there were chetzeres here also, and they made a ruvit chetzeres or shidum ruvus together to the 2 groups, gilada carry. So now what? The outer lechi is clearly protecting a mavoi. The problem is in the inner lechi and inwards is not a mavoi because it's not long enough or it's not whatever reason. So now what? So, but the outer lechi is fine. Since the outer lechi is functioning and that's functioning of being matter of mavoi, the inner lechi is not. It does not need to have all the rules of a mavoi behind it. That's the Prima Gadim. The Prima Gadim also raises some other questions on this, but that's the Prima Gadim's point in that case. When you have outer lechi, things, so that solves the problem. Okay. Lam Gimel. Mavi Shehu Rochav Esrim Amma. The Mavi is now 20 Amas wide. And longer, obviously, than that. It's longer than 20, because otherwise it's not a movie anyway. So the movie is 30 amas long, 20 amas wide, and now you want to be matzer the front area. So you could make a source of Pesach, 20 amos is fine, but you could, there's another solution besides that. What's the solution? Isa pas rochav arba amos. Now here we have it's four amos law, not four tfachim. We had to begin the siman a pass which is four tfachim. This is a pass which is four amos, and you're going to put it lengthwise in the middle of the mavi. So it's not going to be perpendicular to the mavi. It's going to run along the same direction as the mavi, and basically it will act as a wall running down the middle of the mavi. Right? If this is the width of the mavi, you're going to put it this way. So it runs parallel to the walls. It runs parallel to the walls. So it's basically another wall in the middle. You make it 4 amos long because we said that the minimum length of a mavi is 4 amos.
You mean 4 amos wide? No? Well, you're putting it on the width, aren't you?
Here's the opening.
The opening is there.
20 amos. Here's the length.
Okay.
You're going to put it this way down the middle.
Oh, it's not width-wise.
Not width. You put it this way down the middle. So it's a wall. It's a kosel mavi now. Kosel mavi has to be 4 amos long. And mavi has to be at least 4 amos long. So now you have a mavi here. You have a mavi here. This mavi is 10 amos wide. This mavi is 10 amos wide. You put a lechi here. You put a lechi here. Shalom Yisrael. You've solved your problem.
The problem is that it's 20 feet. That the opening is 20 feet.
20 amos, yeah.
So basically, the shear is 10 amos.
For a lechi, right, or a kara. Tzurza Pesach could be even for 20 amos, but he didn't want to do Tzurza Pesach, whatever reason.
What happens if he would have put that pass, instead of putting it the direction you said, if he put it in the other direction, that way he closes up some of that opening, and if he puts it right in the middle, then if it's really 20, then it's not 20 anymore. It's less than 10 on each side. Doesn't he accomplish the same thing?
No. Because even though there's less in that area open, but as far as the mavi is concerned, that wasn't one of the ways you're matra mavi.
But the whole problem is the opening. It's not the whole width of the mavi. It's the opening of it, isn't it?
No, well, it's a mavi which is wider than 10 amos wide at the opening. This is called that's called the opening is still 10 amos wide. There's something there. It's not called. It's limiting the opening.
Well, if it's not, it's not 20 anymore. You're putting this board there. Why is it theoretically the mavoi has an opening of, let's say, 9, and then it just opens up into something bigger
later on?
Yeah, like
not a problem.
So then, this is the same thing.
But there's no kersel there. That's not an act. We have an option of doing a tikkun. This is your opening. So I could put a tikkun here. That's one option, which we're familiar with. I could put a kara across. We're familiar with that. I could put a tzurza pesach across. We're familiar with that. Chazal didn't say that putting a block in the middle is a tikkun of a mavi.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to see in the next sif, I can sort of narrow off here, and then end up with an opening of 10 in the middle. That's fine. But just to put something in the middle, even though there's no opening on the other, that's not one of the ways that Chazal said that.
Okay.
So you also pass rochav arba amos of midah ve'emsa, v'choshev kol tzad mitziri ha'pas kimavi b'fnei atzmo. So we deal with each side now as its own mavi. Kimen she'arach ha'pas arba amos, because the pass is 4 amos long, which is that's the length, minimum length of a wall of a mavi. V'itin kara b'rosha. Now you can put a kara across the middle, reaching from the two.
So you're making two mavois out of it, in essence.
You're making two halachic mavois out of it for this purpose, right?
And now, what about now? Yeah. If you have two chatzeris opening to the mavoi on one side and two on the other, do they have now? They have a problem with. They have to make an error between themselves again.
No, we don't deal with it. That's a fair question. We deal with it as if it's two openings of the mavui, but we don't deal with it as two separate mavuos that you need more chaseris and more batim. Oh. You wouldn't have to. So now, I want to put a kara across. Now, the kara across, the lachas kara has to reach from one wall to the other. So really, it has to reach from wall A to the partition, and from the partition to wall B. So but what I'm actually doing is supporting the kara from wall A to wall B. So the law is, these are, they are karo munachas alapas, a tech shlosh tfachim. the Karak has to be at least either lie on the pass, then it's going from the wall A to the pass, to the partition, and then from there to the other wall, or it's at least within three tefachim higher than the pass, because of love. But otherwise, if the pass is higher than that, the pass is not reaching from the outer wall to the no halachic inner middle wall, which is the other wall of this mavi. It's reaching from the out one to the out one, but what's really the wall in the middle, it's not reaching because it's way up here and the wall ends here. So that's you don't have a kara, you don't have a valid kara. I'm sorry. Sarshi hey b'chol mavi mishne elu shapas masik b'neim b'otim chaseres b'sichum b'sarchik b'chol tanei mavi. I was wrong. Why did I forget that? And each mavi is dealt with separately, like Baruch was saying. So each you deal with each mavi that it needs its own b'otim and chaseres. We're going to deal with it as two separate mavuos. Now.
So
each we need a separate shitufei mavuos.
Two separate ones. So halachically, it's considered like two mavis.
Now,
that makes more sense because then now right. You have two.
So you have, for argument's sake, you'll have this very wide mavui, and running down the side, there's a chotzer here with some two houses, and there's chotzer here with two houses here and here. So you divide it down the middle. So there's this mavui has two chotzers with two houses each. This mavui has two chotzers with two houses each. You've made a pass which is 4 amos long. Now you have this long opening between the two of them, all the way to the back.
Right.
What do you do with that? Mashmin a pass at a kerselam so yishal mavi. From the end of that pass all the way to the end of the middle, all the way to the middle wall in the back. Yeshudin mavi akom. We spoke about before that if the mavi bends like a dalet, so you need to put some type of a tzuris of pesach by the place where it turns. So we also deal with it as if, in a certain sense, there's a mavi here and mavi here, and the mavis are like turning towards each other. So you have to separate it. The idea of mavi akum is we deal with it.
Mavi akum
is in the case where mavi goes this way and then it turns. We deal with it as a mavi here and a mavi here, and we put a tzuris of pesach across the middle to interrupt it.
Okay.
So we do the same thing over here.
So you have to be a tzuris of pesach at the end of the board.
So you have to be a tzuris of pesach at the end of the board.
So if you're doing that, I might as well put it at the beginning of the mavi. I know.
I know, fine.
And I tell you, unless they're not getting along.
Okay. So elu shnei hamavuos misakven uveemse psuchim mishnei rashayim l'shazarabim. So one end opens the Shazarab, and the other end is certainly bending towards each other, and that's a problem. You have to close it off. So the Ramah, Hagavi Yeshar, no, Demodin Mavi Okim, Elim Ken Yesh bin Apas, at Kreslam, so Yersim Eser Amos. Well, we will point out why this is different than a bona fide Mavi Okim. Let's see, Mr. Baruch. Kuflam and Gimel. Shurach of Esim Amos, it's 20 Amos wide. Amari Kishen Rotzalasa Suras Apesach, Bepesach Amavi. He doesn't want, for whatever reason, he doesn't want to make a Suras Apesach. He made a bet with his friend that he could come up with a different solution. Suras Apesach will work for any width of opening. Rokh of Amos, the Pachos Mekan Lamahani, has to be at least 4 Amos long. Less than that will not work. Alva P. Shekol Tzad, who Pachos Mekan, even though you put this thing there now, it has a certain amount of width. By making a width, it's making each opening is less than 10 amos wide. Right? So why won't it work? So this is really equivalent to Baruch's question. If I put it width-wise, or I put it length-wise, but it's not long enough. So, okay, forget about the width. But it limits the width. And now that each opening is less than 10. So, why? The Osi Avir, the high gisa, with the high gisa, Mavatla. We had this idea before. If the air space is larger than the item in the middle, on both sides of the item, it makes it as if the item does not exist for this purpose. Okay, so that's if it's so if I want to put a let's go back to your case, I want to put a pass in the middle. What are you saying? If I could put a pass, if it's 20 amas wide, and I put a pass, which is 7, no, that's not going to work. If I put a pass in the middle, which is 8, so each one on the side is only going to be 6. So that would work. If I put one this way, but and I leave a gap of 6, or a gap of 6, so then each one of these errors is less than the middle one. But the problem is each one of the error right now is larger than the middle one, it's mevatel the middle one. The case over here of the it's so very thin, even the thing he puts it before amas this way, so now there's 8 amas here and there's 8 amas here, these two 8 amas are mevatel the 4 amas.
When you make it 4 amas long,
there's no din of bittul on a kaisel. There's a din of bittul on tikunim, but no din of bittul on a kaisel. So once it's 4 amas long, it's a wall. It's a wall, you can't do anything to it.
You put it in the middle, but learning the length of the mavi, not the width.
So we say, okay, now we solved the problem. Each one's its own mavi, because since the wall is 4 amas long, it has to be 10 tvachim high. It has to be meet the criteria of a mavi wall. Once you've done that, you can put a kar across. It goes all the way across, and the kar will permit both sides. You can put a lechi on both sides either. Lechi mikan, lechi mikan, a lechi on each side would also work. Or lechi be'echad, kar be'echad. You can put a lechi on one side and a kar on the other side.
So the
car would go halfway from the outer wall to the pass. On the other side, he puts a lechi, it would also work. You have to make sure if you want to put the car all the way across from one outer wall to the other outer wall, it has to lie on the pass or be within 3 tvachim of the pass. Menachos al pass. Lapuke imen pass namach, if the pass is low, goes all the way across, it doesn't help. Because it's two separate mavuos. The pass is counted as a wall. So each mavi only has its kara sitting on one of its two walls. The pass being the middle, the second wall. It's not sitting on that wall.
It has to be 4 amas long, this pass that you're putting in between, right? That's the halacha? 4?
Correct.
Okay. What happens if it's high right at the end, where it touches the kaira, but then as soon as it's right past the kaira, it drops?
As long as it's 10 tefachim high, that's fine.
Yeah. So I'm saying as long as it has a high, it touches the kara at the high, and it's right. High enough to touch the kara at the edge.
Right.
It doesn't make a difference if it goes down.
Because that's havei kelavud, and it has to get all tanoi mavi. It has to meet all the criteria of a mavi, which we said before in sifchavav. Otherwise, we'll count it as a chotzer. And you ain't car mobile, car doesn't work. So that'd be the situation. Doesn't meet the criteria, it's counted as a chotzer. You would have to put 2 mashus on this side and 2 mashus on this side. Okay, now mashmina pass to the back. Where's the learner? Now you put the pass rock of dalad down the length of the middle of the mavi. You put a car across the front. Still, one more thing you got to do, circle out, says, oy tikun b'sayf erichapash. You have to put a tikun from the end of this partition all the way to the back of the wall, back of the mavi. Ksid mavi akarim, mavur b'simishin zamadal, so gimel. When the mavi bends, this is the equipment of the mavi bending.
Even though it's not 10 amas long, the first opinion holds it's a problem. Because we deal with it as if it's mizakim be'emsa psuchim, it's bending. It's like it's bending in the middle and it's open. So that's a problem. So, and upsuchim b'shem rashayim l'shus harabim, and the other end opens through shus harabim. Kain tzarech lasis hirtz ha-pesach, b'soif erech ha-pas ad kres lam soyi, k'negdoi, zomik ha-moshu ha-yo ois ha-pas l'erech ha-lamavi. Putting a hirtz ha-pesach there is equivalent to putting it as if you actually partitioned the whole mavi all the way down. Second opinion says no, it does not have a din of mavi okay. So the Mishnah Berurah Kufam Gimel. The Avo gav the Mavur the Kamam and the Mishnah Hamadal the Mavi Okim Shasa Kimin Ches. Get the Mavi which bends. Feel in my Mesichas Akmi Musa Akreslam Soy Eser Amis Namitzer Sham Tikun. It opens up to Rishas Rami this end. Goes this way, and then it turns. You need to put something here, even though it's not 10 amas long. You have to put something there. So why are we here? Do we say it depends on 10 amas? Shani Hosam, who Okim Mamish? It's Mamish bends. You put a pass in the middle. It represents like an imaginary partition all the way to the back. Even though it doesn't reach there, it's not 10 amas long. The actual capacitor will approximately deal with it as if that's like an opening from one side to the other, but it's not. It's two units, divided down the middle. This is an opening less intense. It's like a doorway. There's no issue of having a doorway between the two mavuos. So it's two mavuos, and there's a doorway in between. It's not a doorway. It means the mavi is shifting. That's the correct version. There's a Chazon Ish which says that if the opening is greater than the area which is closed, so if you have a thing 4 amas long and there's an opening of 8 amas, that's a problem. So we deal with it as a pirtza, and it's a problem, according to the Chazon Ish.
What, 4 amas long?
The case is the pass was 4 amas long, yeah. Siv Lamed Dalad. Oyder Shalas was Tikkun Achel a Mavi Shurach of Eser Mamas. There's another solution how to address a Mavi which is 20 Amas wide, besides Source of Pesach. What is that? Shachish Shay Amas Mea Kesel. Move out 2 Amas from the Kesel. Biyasa Pas Roch of Sholosh Amas. Then make a pass which is 3 Amas wide. Biyasa Kain Gamet Savasheni. So now you've closed off 5 amas on this side, 5 amas on that side. You move in 2 amas, put a pass which is 3. So the pass which is 3 is larger than the one which is 2. So you can't say that the airspace in the middle and this are mevatel the pass, because the pass is larger than the airspace on its side. Yeah? So that's not mevatel it. So that's like it's closed. So there's 5 amas closed here, 5 amas closed here, and there's 10 amas in the middle. Now you can address it however you want. And now you can do whatever you want. A similar way of doing it. make a gap of one amma from the wall of the mavit, make a pass which is an amma and a half wide. So that's 2.5. Then biyachik amma, you skip another amma again. Yes, a pass amma mechsi, make a pass which is I said one and a half wide. So that's a total of 2.5. Then you may go another amma, and again you have a pass which is an amma and a half. So that's a total of 5. Total of 6. It's a total of 5, right? You went an amma, you made a pass an amma and a half. So the pass an amma and a half is larger than the opening of an amma. Then you put another amma gap. You put a pass which is an amma and a half. So that's 5. Then you have to beside a shen. You do the same thing on the other side. Okay. Oh, yarchik shtei amas, ushtei tfachim. If I want to, you want to see how many different ways can you close a mavi which is too wide. So, another option is you can move in from the wall 2 amas and 2 tfachim. So you have a gap of 2 amas and 2 tfachim. We ask pass. That's a pass. Shtei amas, arba tfachim. Well, 2 amas and 2 tfachim plus 2 amas and 4 tfachim is 5 amas. However you want. The pass has to be wider than the gap. Yeah. The pass has to be wider than the gap. The pass has to be wider than the gap between it and the wall, because otherwise that airspace of the wall will be mavato the pass. Because there's a lot of airspace in the middle. Also, the hagizim mavato it. So remember, lishbek pisco rabba. So me, certainly zoyer the lishbek pisco rabba vayal bazuta. Shem also kain bato tikan amavi. Elam kain also tursa pesach lazuta. So now, the guy says, I'd rather walk through the side, that little side opening that I left. If you start walking with the little side opening and you haven't made a tursa pesach over there, that's a problem. That becomes now the opening of the mavi, and there's no tikan there. And we said that once an opening of is either 3 tefachim or 4 tefachim wide, you need a tikkun. Tarsus, this is not an opening. This is just the opening is in the middle. But you start using the side thing, you're creating a new problem for yourself that you're not. This is the pesach mavi, and there's no tikkun. So you're looking, you have to be careful not to do that. Otherwise, you're going to have to make a tursa pesach by that little opening.
How do you prevent people from not walking in there? I mean, it's open. Without a
zech,
without anything, how are you
going to
stop them?
Everybody's a lamed. Everybody knows you don't walk there.
Everyone's lamed. Wow, very optimistic view. and they all got the
chelik dalad. Oh, klor, it's shintam gimel. Okay, let me just start one mishnah over here. Riyasa pasuach of shalosh amos. The nasa yedizah oimen merubala parutz shibetzidoi menashik kasasim. So this pass, which is 3 amas, is wider than the area, which is 2 amas, mm-hmm. And we deal the whole thing as if it's closed. The Baal and the Porus Ka'omid Nami Shari. Why do we need that the Porus is more than the Omid? Make it equal. Make it 2.5 and 2.5. Kavur B'Shin Samach Beis Sif Tes. Shehagadum Porus Kamei Shalat Zeni. Fin says the Shirinan. If they be equal, in case they're shoven, then the avra here and the avra here would be mevatalit. But this avra is greater than that, so this avra becomes like it's closed, and therefore there's only one avra, and that's not mevatalit. Okay, so holding Shabura, Sif, Katan, Kuf, Mem, Vav.